Instead, I moved to Washington, D.C., which was full of eligible men. It worked. My first year out of college, I met a man who was not just eligible, but also wonderful. So I married him. I was 24 and convinced that marriage was the first and necessary step to a happy and productive life. It didn't work out that way. I was just not mature enough to have made this lifelong decision, and the relationship quickly unraveled. By the age of 25, I had managed to get married and also divorced. At the time, this felt like a massive personal and public failure. For many years, I felt that no matter what I accomplished professionally, it paled in comparison to the scarlet letter D stitched on my chest. Almost 10 years later, I learned that the good ones were not all taken, and I wisely and very happily married Dave Goldberg. Like me, Gail Zimok-Lamon, Deputy Director of the Council on Foreign Relations, Women, and Foreign Policy Program, was encouraged to prioritize marriage over career. As she described in The Atlantic, "When I was 27, I received a posh fellowship to travel to Germany to learn German and work at the Wall Street Journal. It was an incredible opportunity for a 20-something by any objective standard, and I knew it would help prepare me for graduate school and beyond.